BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's the podcast. Danny Howard's been teaching them about dance music on Radio 4. Chris thinks that pulled pork is the future. One of our listeners plays Real or No Real. More sleep talking and why someone put a snake on my back this weekend.
BBC Radio 1.
So I had a different weekend to you, I think.
I mean, what? Yeah, by the sounds of it. So where exactly were you? My geography is very poor.
Okay, do you want me to find it on a map for you?
Can you?
I was in Marrakesh in Morocco. It was just, you know, me and my ex-flatmate.
She's taken him,
yeah.
But now you've taken him back.
Well, no, we have an annual kind of lads weekend and, like, we will take it in turns to book it. So I booked last year's and then he booked this year's.
Free pass sort of situation, is it?
I wouldn't say that. But it's just, you know, just a chance for the lads only.
That idea fascinates me.
To get together, why?
Free pass.
What do you mean?
Just left to your own devices. You and your ex-flatmate there. Anything
He's
can happen.
He's my best mate.
It's a free pass.
It's not a free pass, Chris. It's just allowed to go away for the weekend. This is what happened to you.
It was a very different weekend to me. I went to... Right, get this. I went along to the races at Windsor Racecourse on Saturday.
Seriously, I don't even know who you are anymore.
It was like I was on Made in Chelsea. That's how it kind of felt to me. I got dressed up.
Did you feel like you fitted in?
In my smartest wear. No, not really. But there was lots of... It was ladies' night.
Oh, excellent. Why were you there then?
Exactly. So I thought ladies' night would just be just the ladies. And there were a lot of them in hats.
Is that why you went?
Sort of big hats and stuff like that. No, it was not. But there was a celebrity horse there. And I was fascinated by this. Now, I don't know loads about horses, but there was a horse racing called Al-Kazim. And everyone was going mad for this horse.
What, is like a famous horse?
It's like a really, really famous horse. Apparently like guaranteed winner or something like that. I didn't quite understand it. To be honest, if I did do a couple of bets, it was only with the names that I found quite funny.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. So, like, I think I've been to horse racing twice.
Yeah.
Just as a punter. And I don't know anything about it, so I will literally just pick the names I like.
But this horse came out the front. Everyone went mad. It was like One Direction was there.
Really?
For a horse. Yeah, I wasn't aware there was you can get celebrity horses.
Well, what I did was I had a snake put on my back yesterday. Not out of choice. There's like a main square in Marrakesh where it's just craziness. It's like an assault on your senses. So it's really hot. Like, there's crazy music going on everywhere. It's brilliant, right? But then you can just walk along and there'll be a monkey there. Or someone would just put a snake on you.
It would stress me out. But why have you got a snake on your back? Why have you got a snake on your back? Was that an honour?
No, because they just like to... If you're in the main square, there are blokes who are like doing snake charming and all that.
What was to get involved? Why would you get involved in that?
Well, I'm just walking past. What's
snake
funny?
Did you pay for that experience?
No, well, he wanted me to, but I just froze. Like, yeah. Get off me! Yeah, get off me!
So they put the snake on and then it forces you to enjoy it and then pay, right?
Yeah, but I didn't enjoy it.
Why would you enjoy it?
Also, the first time you go somewhere a bit more exotic than Kavos, just be aware, because you've got your holiday coming up.
Yeah.
Strange men do come up to you and offer you to take you places, and they will want money as well. So yesterday I ended up for about an hour talking about essential oils with a man that I'd met, and he was trying to sell me all the oils for the hair, for my face, some oil to put on a salad. All made from something that apparently you can only get in Morocco.
Oh, wow. So oils for different uses.
Yeah. And he knew all about them. This one, delicious on salad. This one, delicious in hair.
Yeah, oh, lovely.
This one, delicious on face. And I was like, okay, good. So I ended up buying all of them. Just to warn you that they can... Sometimes you can get stung a little bit. And so I walked out... Yeah, I mean, I worked out on my phone. I think about £40 lighter than when I went in with these oils that I don't know whether I use them.
Do you know who else I saw on Saturday?
So easily led. Yeah, go on.
At the races. Fern Cotton.
Why was she doing
that?
She
was there. Right, so she was doing this DJ set afterwards. I saw her there, like, end of my night. So, I, you know, had a couple of drinks, stuff like that. So I sort of wandered over to her through the crowd. I managed to convince a security guard to let me through to go near her.
Were they not like... They were like, yeah, no, sorry, you can't come near it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Security was high.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But I managed to get to the front. I managed to see her. And then borrowed someone's selfie stick in the crowd and had a photo.
Were the selfie sticks there?
It was on, but it was that awkward situation where it didn't have a button to press.
Right, so you've just got to still press the button anyway.
So I held the selfie stick out, but then someone ran round and pressed the capture button.
Making it completely pointless, of course.
We've got a great picture with Fern.
I saw it, yeah, I saw it on your sweater.
Well excited.
Very different weekend.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Kimmy.
Good morning, Scott. Nice to see you sober.
Good to see you sober as well, without a drink in your hand. You all right?
Yes, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. You make false teeth for a living.
Yes, I do.
Oh, this is quite cool. Have you made any famous false teeth?
I have, but I can't disclose that for confidentiality.
But you have made the teeth of a famous person?
Yes, a comedian in the 90s.
A comedian. So they're walking around somewhere with your falsies on?
Yeah, they are.
And now whenever you see them, you're like, yeah, they're my teeth.
Yeah, I know that. And I look at him and think, God, you're smiling good.
Is it an old person?
Oh, I wouldn't class him as young. He's a little bit who now.
Okay. All right. So you're 24, you're from Yorkshire.
Yep.
And is it true that your partner sends you ho texts all the time?
Yep, all the time. I'd say at least once or twice a day.
What's his name?
Adam. Goes by the name of Hoddy. He's a farmer.
Yes, the farmers. Young farmers are on.
Yeah, they are. That's what I do also. I also run my own business called AgriStein. And I think I did between 50 and 60 shirts that were at the AGM.
Oh, you make shirts?
Yes, all the slogan T-shirts, your shots are there.
Yes, right, let's discuss.
Farmers do it in wellies?
Yeah, that one.
All those ones.
What other farmer nicknames are there, please?
Well, not so much nicknames, the slogans.
Slogans, I mean, yeah.
The good ones are, my mind is like my tractor, the more I use it, dirtier it gets.
Okay, any others that we can...
Good. Oh, God.
Well, Kimmy, welcome to Monday's Real or No Real. Are you ready to play the game?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's do this.
Maroon 5 used to be called Cara's Flowers.
What a terrible name.
That's shocking.
Yeah, but then Maroon 5 isn't a great name. You've just kind of got used to it.
Exactly. You're a fountain of knowledge, Mills. Why are they called Maroon 5?
I don't know.
Oh, thought you might.
Nah.
It's not a great name. And again, it's another classic case of... It only sounds normal because you hear Maroon 5 a lot.
Yeah.
You just associate it with the music.
If they were called Cara's Flowers, though, I mean, it is a bad name, but then that's just their name. It just becomes a thing. Like Coldplay isn't a great name.
You just get used to it.
Yeah, but there was Brandon Flowers. He
yeah,
made
true.
It big with the name Flowers.
True. I don't think the name Flowers is the problem, though. It's it's just quite weird, the thought of a band being named after a flower shop, probably... Cara's Flower Shop, I imagine. In fact, that must be it. Thinking about it, if that was their original name, they must have really liked a certain flower shop.
Yeah.
And I don't think they would. They don't seem like those kind of guys.
So what are you saying about this? Real or no real?
I'm going to go real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yep, they were called Cara's Flowers in the late 90s when they were a house band on Beverly Hills 90210. Oh. I didn't know they were on that. And next.
At approximately 4 p.m. each weekday, One Extra's text number is inundated with messages that just say, stop. No one knows why.
At what time was it? Sorry, 4 p.m.
As Charlie Slough comes on.
Oh, God.
Everyone's like, stop.
You normally have to send stop if you're getting spammed by text, don't you?
Yeah.
And it says, send the word stop to this number. So what I'm thinking is then, are people trying to unsubscribe from some kind of premium rate service but texting the One Extra number?
Yeah, I think you might be right, actually. It must be a number that's quite similar.
Yeah, or someone...
Oh, they're just unsubscribing from Charlie Slough.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe they just don't like Charlie Slough, because it seems to be a bit of a coincidence that 4 o'clock, when he comes on, it's everyone saying stop.
So they're trying to do that by texting unsubscribe. Was it unsubscribe or stop?
They just say stop.
Oh, right, OK.
So, Kimmy, what's your answer?
Well, I'm going to go real. So I love him. I think every day, or week, every week, I think people might just have enough of him.
Oh! Wow. I think no real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is real. One Extra bosses are currently investigating all the stops. We used to get a lot of... text at 81199 though, because I think our number is very similar to one of the morning TV shows.
Oh.
You know the ones where, like, you can win a holiday in the Caribbean. Simply text A, B or C to this number. So you'd get loads of people just, like, texting Cancun. at the same time? Because that was the answer. A, Cancun. And next.
In 2006, Judge Rinder auditioned for a one-off role as an evil villain in an episode of Doctor Who.
Have you seen Judge Rinder yet?
Yes, I have. Yes, on ITV.
What are you saying?
I like him. He's in my book.
He's got a lot of sass, hasn't he?
Yeah. Don't see him in Doctor Who, though.
I think he looks like a villain. I think he looks and acts like a villain.
Especially in the trailer, have you seen, where he's just kind of staring into the camera and it looks like he should have a pussy on his lap, just stroking it.
Yeah. That's the thing, he just needs a different context, doesn't he?
Yeah. But he's got the eyes for an evil villain.
Definitely.
But did he audition for it in Doctor Who in 2006, Chris?
Oh, real.
No real.
That one is no real.
No.
Yes.
He would have been good, actually. I can tell you, tomorrow on the show, at this time, Judge Rinder is playing this game.
Mint.
How good is that? It's mint.
It's mint.
And next.
When Chelsea manager Jose Mourinho took the Ice Bucket Challenge, the celebrities he chose to nominate to go next were actor James McAvoy and Bryan Adams.
This is becoming my favourite thing with this challenge, is the nomination process.
Just to see who nominates who.
Yeah.
Because it's a really random mix of people, generally.
Is Bryan Adams big in Europe?
Was.
Because some of that older music hangs around a bit more.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's one country where Everything I Do It For You is still number one.
Okay. Because I'm not sure where Jose Mourinho's from, exactly, but it could be from somewhere where Bryan Adams is still very big. I'm not sure. Kimmy?
Oh, I have absolutely no idea. I don't think this is going to be real.
I desperately need points, so I'm going to say real.
I'm going no real.
That one is real.
Yes! Well done, Chris.
Salvaged.
I think Jose's just a big fan.
I want to invite my blue friend, Bryan Adams, and my friend, James McAvoy.
Whoa, he didn't say it that well.
He went full Brian Bodonde on that one. Can I hear that again? Sorry, that was brilliant.
I want to invite my blue friend, Bryan Adams.
My blue friend?
And my friend, James McAvoy. Let's go, man.
Brian Bodonde.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real?
I got 10, Kimmy got 30.
Yes, Kimmy, you're winning at life. Are you doing farming today or false teeth?
False teeth today, farming tonight.
Wow.
God, you're like a superwoman.
Well, you can't have all the monies working 9 till 5.
That's right. Damn right. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Have you noticed at the moment everyone's obsessed with pulled pork? I know this is quite a sidebar.
What?
It's just something on my brain. And I'm just, sorry, I've just, because I'm online at the moment, I've just got a computer in front of me and I'm just looking at it.
Where
and
did,
other
like,
things come up with pulled pork.
Hang on a second, right. So I just talked, I started the link there about how I'm wearing airport clothes.
Sorry, should I have followed that?
Have anyone noticed that pulled pork is really popular?
Where did that come from?
I'm just saying what I see. More pulled pork.
Right.
At the moment, everywhere, like every pub you go into,
yes?
Pulled pork is like a side thing on burgers. I'm just seeing a lot of pulled pork about the place at the moment. It's a bit like mac and cheese. Have you noticed this, or is it just me? I shouldn't have mentioned it.
Text in, 8199. Have you noticed there's more pulled pork around these days?
It's just something I've noticed more and more at the moment.
Right, okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's coming up to, is it midnight now in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
So there'll be after parties going on, and we are looking at all of the normal suspects that will be out having a drink after the VMAs, and we're scouring Twitter just to see who's saying what. At the moment, though, it's kind of dull.
That was the other thing she said. She was glad that everyone's discovering Jessie J.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in America. 30 Seconds to Mars coming up, and Clean Bandit, and 5 Seconds of Summer. They're at the VMAs,
yes.
But I don't think they're able to drink. Because...
Not old enough.
Not 21, I think.
Okay.
Unless... Some of them are 21. I don't know. Anyway, so can you just keep on the search for that, please?
I could do with help, though, because I don't follow everyone on Twitter, so it's hard to keep up with it.
See what Miley's doing.
But basically, we're on the lookout for these late-night sort of emotional tweets, right?
Not at the VMAs, but needs a little bit of a UK hun right now. Jake from Rixton, worth checking out his latest tweets, where he's thanking absolutely everybody in his life for getting him to where he is today. Oh, I love those boys. I think they've just finished their American tour, but it's the perfect example of a late night tweeting session. This is Vic Mensa. You're listening to BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Shout out to all the engineers who are working this weekend. There's loads of people working for the one, you know, the one where you get your TV from. And you look up at the air and you see...
What?
Sky. So hello to all the Sky engineers. It's not hard, is it, Chris? Also, all the farmers, young farmers listening.
Yeah, whoop.
Yeah, they don't get any bank holidays off. Alex in Perth.
Plowing away.
We had a young farmer on Real or No Real this morning. Tomorrow on Real or No Real, when you wake up, 7:15, we've got Judge Rinder on.
Yes.
He's the sassy new daytime TV judge. Is it something to do with Jeremy Kyle? Because I think it's done in, like, the same studios, and they seem to be... They seem to tweet about each other a lot and kind of help each other out.
I think they've become BFFs. I think it's a bit like Taylor Swift and Lorde. Do you know what I mean? They both do their own thing, but they're...
Not quite the same,
they're great together.
So Judge Rinder, he's got all the chat. There's some brilliant cases on there as well. It's like a small claims court.
Yeah.
So it's like, Linda is after £10 from the dry cleaning that she didn't receive. I mean, sometimes it's a bit more.
I love it. I love it when they do the whole court thing around it, obviously. So it's like, court is in session, 2 p.m. And I get right involved.
And then he comes up and says things like this.
Was this the first time that you had ever sold a second-hand car?
Yes.
The first time?
And that I'd sold a car.
Do you care about that? Because I can smell a lie like a fart in a lift.
I'm scared he's going to be too sassy and, like, have some awful comebacks for me.
He's amazing.
I'm a little bit intimidated. Judge Rinder on the show tomorrow morning, 7:15, on the phone from his secret holiday location. And then, 7:45 tomorrow morning, Nicole Scherzinger is going to be in live with us.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills. It's 8:20 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Hello if you're just waking up. Some of the texts are funny this morning. Danny in York says, I'm off to work for 9 hours selling sound bars in Currys. Will I hit target? I'll keep you posted for details. Hello. Hello, everyone who's working selling swords and dressing up photos at Leeds Castle Medieval Festival in Kent today. That always really confuses me that Leeds Castle is in Kent.
Yeah, I've never really thought of it like
Nowhere near Leeds. Kat in Warwickshire is heading off for a 13-hour shift, looking after lots of premature babies today. All the doctors listening, going to work. Jamie the tree surgeon in Newbury, about to go work in the pouring rain and about to climb a tree with a chainsaw. See, that's a real man's job.
We got the air traffic controllers as well, apparently tuned in.
They're all on.
Is that allowed?
And Claire in Belfast, who got up on a bank holiday just to listen to this show this morning. Thanks for that. So this happened over the weekend on BBC Radio 4. You know, Danny Howard, off of Dance Music, Dance Anthems on Radio 1, he was being interviewed on Radio 4 yesterday about Calvin Harris being named as the richest DJ for the second year in a row. And it's a programme called Broadcasting House on Radio 4. It's for older and respectable poshos who read those really large newspapers. You know, the really big ones.
Yes.
That's not comfortable over a cup of coffee, is it?
I actually don't know how people do it.
You know, they open them out and it's like, whoa! Anyway, so Danny was being interviewed by a great broadcaster called Paddy O'Connell. I love him. And was talking about the success of Calvin and, like, how he's got so much cash.
So why is Danny on? Is he now the BBC's DJ correspondent?
Well, he's kind of dance music expert.
I've come upstairs to trendy Radio 1 on the top floor of New Broadcasting House. Trendy. I've met the Radio 1 dance DJ, Danny Howard, and he told me, even though I wasn't wearing a hoodie, what I needed to know.
Oh,
he's right, though. We're both wearing hoodies. Like, everyone in here is wearing a hoodie, bar one.
I'm surprised they didn't call
him... The day I stopped wearing hoodies, this is the day I'll leave this place.
I'm surprised they didn't call him Daniel.
Daniel Howard.
Daniel Howard.
This is a little bit rude, a little bit of shade thrown from Paddy O'Connell here.
And when you think about the success of Calvin Harris, can you tell us why? Have you? Obviously, you would love to know why, because then you could do it. But can you get close to knowing why?
Oh, all right, Judge Rinder.
All right.
Ow.
Come up to the trendy eighth floor. Mm. Slag off our DJs.
Otherwise, you'd be doing it. And here's a great question. Do you get sad when a Calvin Harris track is over?
When it ends, do you feel sad?
Always. Always when a Calvin Harris record finishes. But luckily, he's got so many, he can just listen to the next one.
I love Paddy O'Connell.
I love Danny Howard in this situation. This is great. The science of the science of what he does.
Oh, the best is yet to come, Chris. Here they are dissecting the lyrics to We Found Love by Calvin Harris and Rihanna. Listen to this bit.
What's key here is the actual lyrics. They're so easy to remember and sing along to.
But the lyric is a great lyric. I mean, there will be people listening to Radio 1 and Radio 4 who have found love in a hopeless place.
True.
Have you done that, Danny?
Of course, many times.
That's why you fly to Ibiza at the weekend. That's not a hopeless place.
It's not a hopeless place, no.
Good question there, because...
What's going on?
Anyone that knows Danny knows that he's found love in a hopeless place many a time.
Several hopeless places. Yeah.
Absolutely hopeless, but still finds it. Well, that was the drop.
So the bill that you hear there with the laser riser is like, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. That's the euphoric moment we sort of mentioned earlier, where you know something's going to happen. You've had your sing-along, you've had the claps, and now we need something to really sort of go at on the dance floor. And that build-up is one of the most important parts, and you feel it. It's, something's going to come, and when the drop comes in, that's when the place goes crazy.
Have we heard the drop yet?
We just heard the drop there.
just making sure we knew.
Oh, this is so good.
This is the best. What was that noise, please?
What, the laser noise?
Yeah, my new ringtone.
And you've had your sing-along, you've had the claps.
Now go home.
You've had your fun. You've had your claps.
And you've had your sing-along, you've had the claps.
Have we heard the drop yet?
Oh, wow. I'm going to listen back to the whole thing. Broadcasting House on Radio 4. Fair play to Danny Howard.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. 8:39 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Got a new track of the day for you, which is going to premiere in a moment, and it's called Every Other Freckle, and it's by Alt J. That's coming up. Remember a while ago, we did this thing with sleep apps. There's various ones you can get, and it can record what you're saying through the night. And actually, kind of, it's quite handy because it does it in like a WAV file, but it cuts out all the silence, so you're just left with all of the things that you said while you were asleep.
Yeah, exactly. So it only records when it picks up some kind of noise.
Yeah.
So when you go through it the next day, it only takes a couple of minutes to go through all your recordings. A lot of it is just like the bed rustling.
Yeah. There's a lot of nonsense on there, but occasional moments of genius. And I've just got some more.
I still think nothing will beat the classic. Go and open the window, Gary.
Yeah, I mean, that was classic. Or, do you remember?
Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
It's just weird, the stuff you say in your sleep. Do you remember we recorded you?
Yes.
And you said nothing of any interest, but did like let out a little sneaky fart.
Yeah, and the time before that, we did this before, and I recorded myself in my sleep, and out of nowhere, I just went, is it the Chinese man?
Yeah. I mean, this is still the best one. This is the best one.
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
I like the reply fart.
Fart reply.
And who can forget? I've forgotten this one.
One missing Tarangalila adult waistcoat top.
What are you on about?
Then that could go.
Oh, so we got some more.
Yeah, got some more. Here's somebody that's got the wrong tent.
Excuse me, pardon. Hi, please. I think you'll find it the wrong tense completely. No way. Excuse me, I think you'll find it completely the wrong tense. No way, please. No way. I think you'll find these are not your tense. No way.
Excuse me.
I've got the wrong tent. Oh, why can't my sleep talk be this interesting? It's just not.
I'm going to record again this week. I'm going to turn this thing back on. Yeah.
Do it again
this
week. Here's someone with a box on their head.
There's a box on my head! There's a box on my head.
Very good. Check this guy out. in his sleep.
Fart wasn't the best. Give us another go.
Radio 1.
Oh, quality.
Oh, wow. That's it.
Is that it?
I was expecting some talking there. I thought he might have said something, but no.
Yeah, but, I mean, even for the app to
not from his mouth,
up,
anyway. What?
I mean, it's quite sensitive, the microphone on the app. But it you've is. Got to do well to get a fart recorded.
You really have.
Any more?
Stop! Stop! You don't even work here!
You don't even work here. I love these. We'll search for some more. If you fancy recording yourself, obviously don't.
Oh, brutal. Oh,
absolutely anyway. Brutal. Don't send those in, but anything else where you actually talk, then that would be good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Has he been on yet? He's probably on Ibiza time. He's not going to be up for like 8 hours, is he?
No, I did tweet him. I just tweeted him going, doop, 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 but he's doop, not replied.
Doop, 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 doop. Danny Howard there explaining dance music to someone on Radio 4 just yesterday. Doop, 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 doop. So good. You just don't realise sometimes when you're saying those things that someone like me will find it. And you just think it would be hidden away on Radio 4 and no one will ever find it. And then I turn up on Monday morning. See, I've got that forever now, haven't I? Good morning, Luke.
Morning.
You all right?
Feeling a bit rough today.
Okay, tell me what's going on.
My mum and dad have gone on holiday. So I had a bit of a party, just a few friends, but kind of a few more came throughout the evening.
When was this? Yesterday?
Yeah, this is last night.
Okay.
We ended up getting in the hot tub.
Oh, you've got a hot tub. Yes.
Yeah, and it's a bit...
Can I ask, is that hot tub normally used by your parents?
No.
Just for you?
Why would it be there then?
You just don't want to think that they use it, but they do, don't they, when you're out?
Anyway.
Think about it.
Why should he think it? Scott, he's having a hard enough time. It sounds like you're suffering enough.
Yeah, right. I'm suffering already.
What's happening? What's the problem?
Just there's so much mess. And where everybody's like come into the kitchen and stuff, it's a bit of a slip and slide situation.
Be careful there.
My dog's slipping over a bit.
Can we hear some of the noise? I mean, there'll be a lot of plates around, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're really... Oh, I can imagine it now. It's carnage in there, right?
Yeah.
What time are your parents back?
11 or 12. It's the element of surprise.
Okay, but do you know what? You've done the right thing already. 10 to 9, you're up.
Yeah.
And you're being proactive. You've called a national radio station.
How do you want us to help you today? Any tips? Is that what you want?
Maybe some domestic cleaning tips.
I don't know that. I just know that just look under everything because that's when they'll catch you out.
I'm looking at something now. It looks like a profiterole.
Could be.
Did you have profiteroles last night?
I don't remember, and I can't see any more, but it does look like
It looks like a profiterole.
Yeah, it very much resembles one.
How bad do you feel this morning?
I'd say it's a strong 8.5.
Okay, right. So have you at any point this morning looked at that profiterole and went, I'm going to go back there? I'm going to eat this.
No.
You haven't?
No. I'm not 100% sure it's a profiterole.
Let me break it down. I think for the next half hour, sort yourself out. Do you know what I mean? Get yourself feeling good. And then for the next half an hour after that, get cleaning.
But you've just got to go in. Don't be, texting in another radio station. Just, go in and just do it. Properly.
Yeah.
Don't get distracted.
Focus.
Look under everything because that's where you'll get caught out. By 11, I think you'll be fine. They won't even know that a party's happened.
All right, unless they listen to Radio 1.
Unless they listen to Radio 1. Hi, parents of Luke. Also, in my experience, what you should do is, and I've made this error before, got everything clean, they would never know, then left the bin bags in the garage with everything in it.
I've already put a bin bag in the garage.
Right, okay, you need to think about that because even if the house is really, really clean, they will find the evidence in the bin bag in the garage, so they need to get rid of that.
Did you eat anything from the bin bag?
No, I didn't. Weird question.
He probably did, though.
I probably did, because I am a bin salad licker. Have a good day.
Thanks, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow's show is big. Join us when you wake up from 6:30. At 7.15, I'm delighted to announce that Judge Rinder off of TV is playing Real or No Real, and Nicole Scherzinger is coming in at 7.45.
BBC Radio 1. BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.